transform the company. The agreement matrix depicts these dimensions. The vertical axis shows agreement by an organization's members on what they want. The horizontal axis shows their agreement on cause and effect. Employees in organizations in the upper left quadrant share hopes for what they will gain from being part of the organization, even though each might have a different view of what actions will be required to fulfill those hopes. Microsoft found itself in this situation in 1995 when Netscape was threatening to become the primary window through which people would use their computers. Everyone in the company wanted the same thing, to preserve Microsoft's domination of the desktop, but initially there was little consensus about how to do that. Many companies that employ independent contractors and unionized workers, in contrast, are in the lower right corner. These employees may have little passion for the goals of the company, but are willing to follow prescribed procedures if they agree that those actions will produce the needed results. In the upper right quadrant are companies whose employees agree on what they want and how to get there. Clear consensus on both dimensions makes these organizations' cultures highly resistant to change. People are generally satisfied with what they get out of working in the organization and agree strongly about how to maintain that status quo. The final scenario is the lower left quadrant of the agreement matrix,